Vincent, we're discussing the Matthew Stevens situation, and I understand that you may be a witness to some event or events that would help us clarify and either support or not support some of the things David Eales has said. What do you know about this situation that's relevant?
Matthew Stevens contacted me back in October when the fires began in 2007, and we've had a relationship that developed over time on the phone, and we finally met in May. He was spoke at a conference of ours, and then he and I got together in Washington, D.C. with Stephen Bennings and some other folks. And when he showed up, he came along with a young lady whose name is Kathy. We all know that. And I was very disturbed. I've been a pastor for 16 years. I take very serious the office of a pastor. I'm not a scribe. I'm not a Pharisee. I'm not sitting in the seat of Moses. But when I saw Matthew traveling with Kathy, and I knew that he was not divorced and he was neither married to her, it disturbed me. And so over dinner, I looked at both of them, and I said, very honestly, I said, are you two having sex together?
Whoa.
And I said, I'm asking as a brother. I'm asking as a pastor because, you know, I know how serious of an office that we're walking in. I know what Matt's doing is very, very serious, and this is a huge opportunity for a lot of things to go wrong in his life. And they answered me with, well, we're okay with that. So whether it was yes or no, the answer was we're okay with that. And I assured them that because of what they've done, according to the Word of God in Thessalonians, we are give no appearance of evil in anything, especially walking into Washington, D.C. and prophesying over these different institutions, because you know, the higher the level, the higher the devil, so to speak. And I told them that with what they have done, they've opened a door. They're traveling together. They're sleeping in the same hotel rooms together. And I said, guys, if you didn't have sex and your answer is we're okay with that, whatever that meant, and I took it to mean they did not, so that's where it settled in my spirit. If they did or not, I don't know. But I said, because of traveling together, you've opened yourself up to an appearance of evil, and I hope you guys are ready to face the storm that's going to come. And they said they certainly were ready, and I stayed with them for another day, and I was deeply grieved in my spirit. I was very uncomfortable because I love Matt. I'm starting to travel with him and do things at a significant level with him, but I saw a huge opportunity for the enemy to come in like a flood against his life. And so when I left, he called me a couple of days later and said, Kathy and I have just gotten married. And I kind of rejoiced over that and said, that's wonderful. You know, at least now when you guys travel about, that's, you know, the extent of that. You could now do that. Now I found out that he has not yet been divorced. He has some accusations against him from different people around the country, and I guess they're coming in by the handful. And the only thing that I can conclude is that a door opened, and Matt now is under the microscope, and his life is about to go through an amazing turmoil. And I believe that God's going to use it. And, you know, without getting into any preaching here, I just, you know, as Matt's out there, he is not a pastor. And Matthew can call himself a pastor as much as he wants to, but I've been in this ministry for 16 years, and I know what a pastor is. He has no congregation. He's been up in the mountains for 7 years. He may have been a pastor at one point, but he's promoting himself to be a pastor, and he's wrong. And as a brother, I need to tell him that, you know, people are thinking that you're Pastor Matt, and you are not a pastor. You have no congregation. You are certainly not accountable to anybody in the ministry. And when you're not accountable to other people, you're going to get hit, and you are open to a lot of stuff. And, you know, so the accusations against his life, they may or may not be true. There's some people that believe they are absolutely true. And if they are, may it be exposed, absolutely, perfectly exposed. And as far as being a nice guy and having a prophetic gift, I think there's a lot of people out there that have giftings, but the most important thing in the ministry of Jesus Christ is good fruit. You cannot have yourself open to suspicion because of obvious appearances of evil, and he has. And I hope that that's, you know, the extent of it. I think with Matt is, you know, everybody's got personality flaws. There's not a perfect person on this planet that should be able to pick up a stone and throw it at anybody else. But in the ministry, there are some areas in Matt's life that I believe God's going to use this to humble him and get him to sit down for a season. And my advice as a pastor, sit down, Matthew Stevens. and get your heart right with God. There's some areas of self-promotion. There are some areas, and that's exposed in the idea of him being a pastor. And he needs to back way down. He needs to take this woman that he says he's now legally married to, or whatever he says he's married to, in what way, and he needs to get himself before God again. That man was in hiding for 7 years, so to speak, up in the mountains. He was released. He was to come forth and do what he was to do. But rather than doing what he was supposed to do, he got involved in all this other stuff.
Okay.
Now his reputation, now his name is out there, and there's a confusion in the body of Christ. And he was out there trying to bring light to the Lakeland revival thing, and the same confusion in that is now with him. And eventually, Daniel, somewhere along the line, there's got to come a Christian ministry. The church is so sick right now. The church is so dismantled in so many ways. We need a lot of help from the Lord, and we just can't afford to have people running around the country saying that they're pastors and they have these prophetic giftings, but then they're sleeping in the same hotel room with another woman and have accusations against their life that are not so far-fetched anymore. And I was with him. I know him. I saw what I saw. I told them what they're doing is wrong, and it grieved my spirit. And I'm in the ministry 16 years. I can imagine what it would do to a young Christian, and that's where I lay everything at this point.
Vincent, as far as you know, is just one girl involved that he's involved with right now?
Yes, as far as I know, Kathy is his wife.
Okay.
As far as his word to me that they had a marriage, little ceremony thing, with Stephen Bennings married them.
Okay. So do you accept legitimacy of Stephen Benning marrying them? Is Stephen Benning a genuine pastor who is?
No, I don't know who Stephen Bennings is.
Okay.
I know Steve is working out his own salvation. I had brief conversations with him.
Okay.
He comes from a background with, it's just while he was in the ministry, he was divorced twice, and he's gone through his own stuff. And I say that because I cannot place integrity. I cannot say that what they did, you know, my personal belief is, if a man and a woman are going to get married, there should be some witnesses. They should be in love. It should be a beautiful thing. And I just don't know enough
okay.
to
All right. Well, if as you say, then you recognize Matthew's present marriage, and if he is officially divorced, then wouldn't that sort of mitigate, just release him from some of the other sins, so to speak? Or does he still
Daniel,
need to go
could
back?
Could I address that?
Okay.
Number one, he is not legally divorced until the 25th. Number two, he's not divorced in the eyes of God, because according to Mary's friends, she never committed fornication. And he was the one who started the divorce proceedings, mm-hmm. and when he did, she evidently got a lawyer who ran a little faster, okay? The thing is, there is no legal grounds for divorce between two believers in the Bible except for fornication. He had no grounds for divorce. He simply wanted to leave. Okay, and he was not divorced from her according to the law, which we are commanded to obey in the Scriptures, and he's not until the 25th. So therefore, his marriage is not legal on grounds of what God says,
okay.
and it's not legal on grounds of what man
All right.
says.
All right. So,
and we're told to obey both.
Vincent Xavier, then, would you say then that as far as the biblical legality of making charges, and that sounds like, you know, like somebody wants to make charges, but just because we have to put a label on it, but would you say that you would then be what's known as the second witness? It's because it says let there be two or three witnesses, and I guess there are maybe some girls who are not on the show, so I only have David Eel's words right now. So would you say that you qualify for the second witness?
Well, I think I only qualify in understanding the Word of God that if he is not legally divorced and he's remarried, that he's against the will of God. In fact, the Scriptures say, and it gets really into a deep discussion, the Scriptures say when you divorce somebody, that somebody that you divorce, when they get remarried, they're committing adultery.
Okay.
The situation that Matthew is in right now, at this moment, understanding everything after these weeks to pass by, Matt's in trouble. He's in trouble, first of all, with the Word of God. He's in trouble with his own heart and his mind in defending himself. And he's in trouble with the word. Yes, scripturally, him not being divorced. And by the way, the idea of his wife committing fornication, I talked to Matthew. Matthew shared with me months ago that he went to a church service with her one time, and he was worshiping God, turned around, she was gone. He went to look for her. She was outside talking to another man. And so he surmised in his mind that she must have had something going on there, mm-hmm. that she disappears for 5 weeks at a time and doesn't contact him. We don't know why. It's only an educated guess that mm-hmm. that's what she's doing. But people can make the same educated guess, Matthew Stevens, being unmarried to Kathy, is sleeping in the same hotel room with her, and either in his mind he thinks that they're already married. So there really are no grounds for his divorce at this time that are based upon a true, genuine witness, just his word. And as far as him being married without a legal divorce, yeah, he's way outside of the will of God, and that's why these things are happening in his life.
But you actually just made a suggestion that perhaps he is spinning off some severe hurt in his own personal relationship with his previous or wife. Right now, I'm not sure which one it is, but if his first wife was doing these things and he was hurt beyond anyone's knowledge, perhaps he is possible then he just kind of went overboard and reactionary and just...
I believe that. Absolutely. I believe that he has expressed to many people how deeply wounded and hurt and how sad he was about this whole thing, but that God had promised him that the answer to his pain was that God was going to send him an Esther, God was going to send him a wife. Mm-hmm. He told me when the prophesying was done. Well, there were things going on in his life that kind of got ahead, and, you know, my hope for those guys is that...
Wait a minute. You just said something, again, that is very relevant. We're going over on our next guest, but we'll try to wrap this up, but... David Eales, you said earlier that Matthew said to one of these girls, "You're going to be my Esther," and Vincent Xavier just said that Matthew was told by God he was going to get an Esther.
Yes.
Perhaps he just misread his Esther a couple times.
Well, that's no way to go after her, that's for sure.
Well, if he's spinning out of a wrecked relationship, he just might consider any woman his Esther. I don't know if anybody's ever been through that, but you could... It's called a rebound out in the world, you know, and perhaps every girl was his Esther, and he's spinning around looking, you know, where's my Esther? God said, you know, my wife left me, my life is wrecked, you know, this girl calls me up, okay, you got to be Esther, why would you be calling me up? You know, I don't know, I'm just saying. I'm not making excuses.
God is not going to tell him that he's going to give him another wife when he's disobeying God's word and breaking his covenant with his first wife. Mm-hmm.
I learned a long time ago not to say what God is and isn't going to do. Sometimes we don't know all the facts, but I'll tell you what.
Well, he's not schizophrenic. That's the thing. He's not going to say one thing and do another. That's the only thing we know he won't.
All right.
Do, you know?
All right. David Eales and Vincent Xavier, let's wrap this up with a final comment. Obviously, there's a lot of people watching this program who are interested in it. Some would just like to see the train wreck continue. Others would like to see real reconciliation, I'm sure. Hopefully, that's most of the viewers. Is there a positive result, Vincent? And what do you want to see the end of this, the most positive outcome? And then we'll let you go. And then David, we'll let you answer the same question.
Okay. I would close by simply saying that Matthew should take what he said to me and probably to others very seriously, and that is that when he was done with this prophetic traveling, that he was going to go and sit down, and the Lord released him from doing what he was doing. And right now, I believe that he needs to sit down, and he needs to undergo whatever's going to happen, he needs to undergo and deal with it. But I think he should get out of ministry. I think he should get out of doing as he said he was going to do. And I do not believe he should continue on. I think he should set aside for this time and season. And there was one other thing I felt was important. Maybe I'll remember after David's speaking here. But that's my advice, is that it's time to sit down, and it's time to allow God to minister to his heart and get some things straight and be reconciled to the Father through the Word. And then by doing so, and this is what I was going to say, is that Daniel very soon in this nation, and Matt and I agree on this, and this is something the Lord has taught, David and I agree on this, very soon America is going to be a nation of refugees anyway. In a short time, we believe that people are this issue is going to be eclipsed by the greater things that are coming down the pike, and everybody should be prepared. Matthew should be prepared. I should be prepared. David should be prepared. The listeners should be prepared, because suddenly, just like a Katrina, multiplied 1,000 times, refugees traversing this nation looking for a safe place and a resting place. It's going to happen quick, and we'll all find out real soon how prepared we are. We're going to be tested to our toenails, and what's happening with Matt right now is a test to every one of us, how we respond and what we do. I seek reconciliation and the love of God and embrace anybody who is going to do it God's way, and pray for those who don't.
Okay. David Eales?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with Vincent, you know, that Matthew doesn't need to be out there ministering, because he's as much a predator as he is a minister. And that's wrong. I mean, Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. And the problem with Balaam was that he was a predator. It wasn't that he prophesied wrong. He was a predator. And so God, he was causing a stumbling block to the children of Israel, because in effect he was teaching them to commit fornication. This is what Matthew is doing. Okay. So I agree with Vincent. He needs to stop. He needs to sit down. He needs to confess his sins. He needs to seek reconciliation with God, and he needs to seek reconciliation with men. Mm-hmm. And if he would confess his sins, deliverance is very easy. I mean, Vincent will tell you that too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's God is very merciful. He will deliver him. It is one of his benefits to deliver his people.
Mm-hmm.
The ministry of reconciliation in this case would have to be deliverance. We call it deliverance.
Okay.
So.
All right. David Eales and Vincent and Xavier, thank you so much for coming on the Edge broadcast.
Thanks for having us, Daniel.
All right.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Lord bless you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Good
and please pray for everybody involved, all of you out there. Please pray for Matt. Please pray for the victims. Please pray for us. We just want to do the will of God.
All